This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Fourth International Conference on Financing for Development begins in Spain. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls for justice in global economic system. Election Commission sets by-election in Rupandehi 3 for November 3rd. Foreign Minister Dr. Arjun Rana Deoba urges global climate cooperation at FAO's 44th session. And U.S. President Donald Trump formally orders lifting of Syria sanctions. Now, the news in detail. The government has made several key appointments and policy decisions following a cabinet meeting held on Friday, June 27th. Former Secretary Raghuram Bista has been appointed as the coordinator of the Public Procurement Review Committee. The announcement was made by Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivish Bagurung at a press conference on Monday. Likewise, in another decision, the government has appointed former Secretary Ramcharan Pudasaini as the Executive Director of the Administrative Training Institute Staff College, Jaulakhel, Lalitpur. Meanwhile, a loan recovery tribunal has been formed under the leadership of Kirti Bahadur Basnet, former Under Secretary of the Supreme Court. This new tribunal will handle unresolved cooperative loan disputes, an issue previously overlooked despite being prevalent in the Cooperative Act of 2017. According to the Minister Gurung, as per the proposal of the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, the government has decided to mark National Cinema Day on Oso's 15 every year and endorsed National Tourism Policy 2025 upon the proposal of the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation. The Fourth International Conference on Financing for Development, FFD4, has officially begun at the FIVIS Exhibition Center in Sevilla, Spain. Delivering a statement at the FFD4 plenary on Monday, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli called for justice and fairness in the global economic and financial system. He emphasized the need for inclusive reforms that address the challenges faced by developing and least developed countries. The opening session of the summit was addressed by King Felipe VI of Spain, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Prime Minister Oli is attending the conference at the joint invitation of the UN Secretary General and the Spanish Prime Minister. The conference brings together global leaders, financial institutions and UN agencies to discuss development financing. Nepal is actively advocating on behalf of the least developed, small and island nations. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Oli also spoke at an event organized by the Gates Foundation marking the announcement of the Independent Commission on Future of Development Assistance. He noted that such a commission could play a key role in narrowing development investment gap for underdeveloped nations. Likewise, in bilateral engagements, Prime Minister Oli held separate meetings with Estonian President Alar Karis and the Prime Ministers of Egypt and Portugal, where issues of mutual interest and future cooperation were discussed. The Election Commission has announced the date for the upcoming by-election in Rupandehi Constituency No. 3. According to a press release issued by the Commission, the by-election for the House of Representatives seat will be held on November 3rd. The seat has been vacant since the passing of Deepak Bohra, the sitting member of Parliament who died on April 1st. Bohra had won the seat in the November 22nd general election. Acting Prime Minister Prakash Man Singh and Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithivish Bagurung have held discussions on strengthening the country's disaster information system. The meeting took place yesterday at the Ministry of Urban Development, focusing on how the Ministry of Communications can improve the flow of information during natural disasters. Key topics discussed included sending SMS alerts during heavy rainfall, broadcasting weather updates through local FM stations and social media, and issuing timely warnings on mobile phones in vulnerable areas. The leaders emphasized the importance of quick and reliable communication to help save lives and reduce and reduce disaster-related risk. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has stressed the importance of global cooperation among vulnerable countries to tackle the increasing threats of climate change. Speaking at a ministerial special session during the 44th session of the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, in Rome, Italy, Minister Dr. Rana addressed the session on four matters for small island developing states, least developed countries, and landlocked developing countries. She highlighted that least developed, landlocked, and small island nations are disproportionately affected by climate change and called for unified efforts to build resilience. Minister Dr. Rana also cited Nepal's recent hosting of the Sagarmatha Sambad, a dialogue platform that brought together global leaders to discuss climate action and promote international collaboration. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has completed hearings on three proposed Supreme Court justices and one proposed member of the Judicial Council. A meeting held yesterday at Singh Darbar conducted a hearing for proposed justices Shanti Singh Thapa and Mahesh Nepal, who have been nominated for the Judicial Council. Earlier on Sunday, the committee held hearings on Megharaj Pokharel and Srikanta Paudil, both nominated for the Supreme Court. According to Committee Joint Secretary Nirmala Devi Lamichani, the final decision on these nominations will be made in committee's upcoming meeting. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Raghuji Panta has assured that the government is working to finalize the school education bill in line with agreements made with the Confederation of Nepalese Teachers, CNT. Speaking at a meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee of the House of Representatives yesterday, Minister Panta said the ministry needs more time to address teachers' concerns before moving forward with the bill. However, several committee members pushed for swift action, suggesting that the bill should be finalized through overnight discussions if necessary. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने? नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ? अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ। चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र हैश डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The 67th Parliament Day has been celebrated to mark the historic first meeting of the elected Parliament held on 16th of Ashar 2016, Bikram Sambat. A special program was organized in Kathmandu by the Ex-Parliamentarians Forum to commemorate the occasion. Addressing the ceremony, Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devaraj Ghimire, highlighted the important role of former lawmakers in strengthening public trust in democracy. Also speaking at the event, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal said the Assembly is working closely with provincial and local governments to ensure effective implementation of federalism. Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has revised the prices of petroleum products, with the revised rates coming into effect from midnight. The adjustment follows a rise in the purchase price from the Indian Oil Corporation, prompting NOC to revise retail prices accordingly. As per the decision of the NOC Board of Directors, the price of petrol has been increased by 5 rupees per litre, while diesel and kerosene has gone up by 4 rupees per litre in Kathmandu Valley. The retail price of cooking gas, however, remains unchanged. Now, on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order ending U.S. sanctions on Syria in what the White House described as a move to support the country's path to stability and peace. The sanctions were originally imposed on the government of Bashar al-Assad, who was overthrown by rebels in December after 13 years of devastating civil war. While broad sanctions have been lifted to allow foreign financing and rebuilding, the US has made it clear that measures targeting al-Assad, his associates, the Islamic State group, and Iranian proxies will remain in place. The White House said it would closely monitor the new Syrian government's actions, particularly efforts to normalize ties with Israel, combat foreign terrorists, and ban Palestinian terrorist groups. The brutal conflict left over 600,000 people dead and displaced to 12 million, with 90% of the population falling below the poverty line by the time Assad's regime was ousted. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the monsoon wind across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and at few places of the rest of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces today. Currently, the monsoon low pressure line is located slightly north of the average location and close to western Nepal. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 to 29 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Fourth International Conference on Financing for Development begins in Spain. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls for justice in global economic system. Election Commission sets by-election in Rupindahi 3 for November 3rd. Foreign Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba urges global climate cooperation at FAO's 44th session. And U.S. President Trump formally orders lifting of Syria sanctions. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.